Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
It's not good as it seems. Love and riches, what do they really mean? They may come and go, but you will never be so. Save your treasure, we find our pleasure. All our joy is in you, just want more of you. Treasure, we find our pleasure in you. You're our reward. Oh, your presence.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
And I'm thankful to call
you.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
Father, we're desperate for your presence. Like we need air, like we need water. More than anything, we need your presence.
We find, our pleasure. All our joy is in you. In your presence, that fullness of joy. Now your right hand, that pleasure forevermore. So say. Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
I'm thankful to call
you.
This is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleed inside. To thy precious, my, I want to be close to you. To thy precious bleed inside, to thy precious. When I get up in the morning, when I go to bed at nighttime, I want to be close to you. Just a closer walk with thee, to thy precious bleed inside. Every move I make, every breath I take, I want to be close to you. Hey, just a closer walk with thee. Bring it, Lord, if you please. I gotta be close to you. Would you walk with? Would you lead? Would you guide me? Every day of my life, keep me near the cross. I need your presence, Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. She'll be coming up shortly, but you better give God some praise for the woman of God. Come up, Kelly. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we thank God for the woman of God tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, some quick announcements. The number, 347-843-4559. Most of you have been on the internet all day. You can put that number out there because this is Straight to the Point. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. You could be tweeting that out at least 5 to 10 times right now. 347-843-4559. Put that out there to your family. This is Straight to the Point. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't want to keep Dr. Henderson waiting any longer. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring up the woman of God, ladies and gentlemen. This is Straight to the Point with Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Woman of God.
Thank you, Lord, everybody. Thank you, Lord, everybody. Everybody out there in radio land, I come to bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But truly, surely, his presence is a gift. So we invite his presence on this radio line. Those of you who are listening by way of the internet, those of you who are listening by way of live, and those of you who are going to call back, we want to welcome you to the Straight to the Point where the presence of the Lord lives, abides. We breathe in and we live in it. Amen. And we have our being in it, in his presence. And so those of you who are new to the line, who are new to the show, who are trying to figure out what is Straight to the Point, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and a business broadcast that we deal with. We talk about real issues and we offer real solutions for every single person just because we lean on, depend on, and stand on the Word of God. According to John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have an everlasting life. So I bring you greetings. I'm so glad that you've decided to stop by, tune in, and I want you to do me a favor. I want you to shout out to somebody. I want you to call somebody. I want you to email somebody. I want you to send a text message. I want you to DM somebody. I want you to call out to your husband and your wife and let them know that Straight to the Point is on tonight and Dr. Dolores Henderson is on tonight to bring you guys a wonderful prophetic word. Again, I'm excited that you guys have tuned in on tonight. I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to share, to call out, to dial out, to email, to write out, amen, to text out, to do whatever you need to do to let somebody know that We're live here on the Straight to the Point. I don't want to hold you guys long on tonight. I do have a great word. I do want to give credit to E. Dewey Smith for that awesome, beautiful, anointed fire brim song, Your Presence is a Gift. How many of you know that? To be in the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy. How many of you know that on tonight, that to be in his presence, whatever you're going through, whatever your experience, when you get in his presence, it's going to stop. It's going to stop. Just ask the woman with the issue of blood. All she did was touch the hem of his garment, and immediately her blood disorder, her blood disease, the thing that she had been going through, it immediately stopped, meaning that it immediately stopped just because she was in his presence. Amen. Glory to God. Being in the presence of the Lord, amen, is healing in his presence. Somebody hear me on tonight. It's deliverance in his presence. Somebody hear me on tonight. It's breakthrough in his presence. Hallelujah, glory to God. It's riches and wealth in his presence. It's wholeness in his presence. All you got to do is get into the presence of God, and you will feel his presence. You will feel his healing power. You will feel his anointing. You will feel strength go back into your body. Those of you who have been laboring, those of you who are getting tired and feeling, you know, a little tired in your body and weary, I want you to know that when you're in his presence, that there is fullness of joy in his right hand. My God, our pleasures forevermore. Glory to God. That means that not only is it fullness of joy, that whatever you've been going through, whatever you've been feeling, if there's been any depletion of joy, that the joy of the Lord will strengthen you. Amen. And that in his right hand are pleasures forevermore, meaning that you will receive, you will walk in what Jesus stated. He said that I come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. In his right hand is a pleasure. So after you sought him, you seek him, amen, for his righteousness and his glory, glory to God, you sought him for your strength, amen, for your joy, then he's going to, with the overflow, amen, provide for you pleasures, the pleasures of life, amen, glory to God, because that is a promise, amen, glory to God. It's okay to expect it because it's a promise. He said in his right hand, amen, so in his right hand, amen, the powerful hand, glory to God, that are pleasures that he wants to give you. He wants to bring you out of poverty. He wants you to live the abundant life. He wants you, my God. He wants to there to be an overflow. Amen. He wants there to be a shaking. The Bible says that when you give, he'll give back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over with men. Not only will he give to you, but he will touch the heart of men to be able to give to you as well. Men, women, whoever. Amen. So I come to tell somebody on tonight, don't be discouraged, that God hears you. He sees you. He knows what you're going through. He knows what you need. Amen. And that your blessing is around the corner. Matter of fact, your blessing is here. Glory to God. Your blessing is already here. You just got to reach out and grab it. Glory. So the joy of the Lord is our strength. Again, I want to give credit to E. Dewey Smith on tonight for His Presence is a Gift. And it was another song that we didn't get to play on tonight. Tasha Cobb, Fill Me Up, Lord. Amen. Fill me up. Fill me up. Fill me up. Glory to God. Fill me up. And she talks about being in his presence too, but she wants to be, you know, God wants to fill you up on tonight. Whatever you feel depleted up, going back to depletion, whatever you feel drained up, he wants to reinvigorate you. He wants to restore. Amen. He wants to re-energize you, amen, so that you would be able to go back out there and run on to see what the end may be. Glory to God, because your blessing is here. Don't give up. Your blessing is here. You just got to keep on going. It's right in front of you.
is right there. It's right there. Some of you are right at the finish line. Amen. A lot of times we be at the finish line and we get up right before we hit the line. Amen. We give up. And God said, nope, don't give up. You're there. You're there. You're there. Keep on pressing. Keep on pressing. Keep on pressing. Keep on grabbing. Keep on reaching out. Glory to God. And so I just want to talk a little bit about, and I talked about this on not too long ago, where and God just brought it up in my spirit again on tonight about your barren days are over. Glory to God. And I talked about this before with you guys. I believe it was in May. Glory. And God just wanted me to stop by and remind somebody again on tonight that your barren days are over. What seemed to be hard, God said, it's not going to be hard for you anymore. What seemed impossible, God said he's coming to make possible. What seemed hard, God said he's coming to make it easy, that he's breaking the back of barrenness from off of your life. What do I mean about barrenness? Barrenness means that, you know, when people have done everything that they can, but nothing is produced out of what they've done. You know, some of you may feel like, what is going on? You've been planting, you've been sowing, you've been doing, you know, praying, you've been fasting, you've been paying your tithes, you've been paying your offerings, you've been building, you've been doing a whole lot of things, but seems like something won't break. And God just simply told me to tell you on tonight that your barren days are over, that whatever seemed impossible is about to become possible. Amen. Because all things are possible in and through Christ Jesus. And he just wanted me to remind you on tonight that he is not like man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. And I'm reminded of somebody, hear me on tonight, and I'm not just going to talk about Hannah and Peninnah on tonight, because I want to go, if you read the book of Isaiah, the 54th chapter, and you begin to read the beginning of it, you know, even before we get to Isaiah 54:17, the Lord speaks to, you know, his child, and he tells her that, you know, she was barren, that she was forsaken. And he said, but, you know, for a little while he hid his face from her, but this is the time. Somebody hear me on tonight. This is the time and this is the season that God is coming to see about you. So whatever you thought, whatever you felt, whatever you have been experiencing, if you feel like you've been in a sickened state for a while, if you feel like you have been in a burdened state for a while, if you feel like you've done everything you can, you prayed, you fasted, you spoke the word over you, if you feel like that everything that you've done is something is just not, it's just not working, I just come to tell you on tonight that tonight is the night that God came to remind me, to remind you that he is not like man that he should lie, not the son of man that he should repent, and that if he makes you a promise, he's well able to come forth and deliver for you. Amen. He's come to deliver on that promise that he's made you, that God is not slack concerning, as men count slackness concerning his promises. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So I want you to be encouraged on tonight and know that your barren days are over. And I took me to Isaiah 54. Amen. He took me to Isaiah 54. He talked about how, and you got to, when you read the scripture, you can't be looking at it in a natural. You got to be able to look in the spirit realm and see what God is speaking. You know, not only was he just talking to this woman, but if you look in and get the revelation out of the scripture, you would see that God is speaking not only to her, but he's speaking to his people. What is the not even looking at gender, but just talking about how, you know, goes on to say that there are many who had children. Amen. That means many were able to produce. And when I talk about children, I'm not just talking about human babies. I'm talking about abundance. I'm talking about fruitfulness, amen, in this regard, meaning that people were fruitful before this person. People had accomplished things before this person. People had produced before this person, amen. But God said he came to see about her now, that this is her time, that this is her season, that he's coming to see about her now, amen. Somebody better get the revelation of what I'm talking about. That this is your time, this is your season, that it's your turn now. So somebody hear me on tonight. Look at yourself in the mirror and tap yourself on the shoulder and say, it's my turn now, glory to God. It's my turn now, and I waited, I prayed, I fasted, but it's my turn now, glory to God. And so God came to tell you on tonight that your barren days are over, that is your turn now, it's your turn to produce, it's your turn to, amen, glory to grow, it's your turn to bloom, amen. You've been a caterpillar, amen, so you've been through your seasons, you've been through your stages, my God, you've been through what you needed to go through, you passed many tests, amen, and you kept on going, and so it's your turn now to produce, it's your turn now to bloom, it's your turn now to walk in, my God, in what he promised you, glory to God. As I said it before, that God cannot lie, he will not lie, he shall not lie, because he said, I swear by my own name, if I make you a promise, I'm well able to come through for you, amen, glory to God. And so if you keep on reading Isaiah 14, you will see that he goes on to tell her that, you know, not only that, but, you know, I've made you a brazen wall, my God, meaning that I have allowed you and I've allowed you to go through the long suffering and the patient seasons so that I can build you, my God, so I can make you strong, amen, so I can make you as strong as the brazen wall, my God, so when you go through the fire, it will not burn, glory to God. Somebody hear me on tonight. When you go through the fire, it will not burn. When you go through the trials, you can shake it off. When you get rejected, instead of crumbling and crawling into a hole, you can shake the dust off your feet and keep it moving. Glory to God. And when people hurt you, you can turn around and give them a kiss and hug them and say, I love you anyhow. Glory to God. All of that was to make you a brazen wall. Amen. To make you a fortified city. Glory to God. Set on a hill. Glory to God. That you would shine so bright that men would see his glory. Somebody hear me on tonight. I hope it's not too above y'all heads. I hope somebody been praying and fasting that you're able to get the revelation of what I'm talking about on tonight. Glory to God, he's made you a brazen wall. He's made you a fortified city. He's made you a city set on a hill that you're shining so bright that men would see your glory, that the patience and the long suffering that you've had to endure, it has come to an end. He said, now I'm coming, my God, to give you what I had promise you, that your barren days are over. Glory to God. Somebody do some cartwheels and flips on tonight. I just told you, you know what you've been going through. You know what you've had to endure. You know what you've been praying about. You know what you've been walking up and down the floors and praying about. Maybe it's a wavering son. Maybe it's a wavering daughter. Maybe you're dealing with a financial issue. Maybe the business is just not going and growing as fast as you want it to. Glory to God. Just maybe that sickness is still, you know, you still got side effects. Glory to God. But tonight, we come to break the back of the enemy and tell him that he's a liar, that we come boldly and confess with our mouth that Jesus has healed us, that Jesus has delivered us, that Jesus has set us free. And not only that, my friends, but we should have what we declare. Amen. We should, whatever we walk on, we should have. Whatever the soles of our feet touch, it belongs to us. Glory to God, that we are the head, glory, and we will never be the tail, that we are above and we will never be beneath, because the kingdom of God is inside of us. And when the kingdom of God is inside of us, glory to God, we have it. It belongs to us anyhow. It was just a time and a season that we had to go through in order for it to be released. Amen, glory to God. And so as God talking to this woman, as God is ministering to her, comforting her, letting her know that I have not forgotten about you. You are my child. You belong to me. Somebody hear me on tonight. If you're wondering If God still loves you, I just come by to tell you on tonight that you are the apple of his eye. He would never leave you, nor will he forsake you, that you are his prize, glory to God, that he loves you. He has your name inscribed in his hand. He knows every hair on your head, even those who are bald. He knows every hair that you lost off your head. Amen. Glory to God. He knows you. Amen. And so we give him praise on tonight. We give him glory on tonight because he cannot lie. He will not lie. And so going to Hannah, glory to God. So we know that Hannah, who was Samuel's mom, glory to God, Hannah, she was barren. And we know that she had an enemy, glory. And that enemy, glory to God, always teased her, always made fun of her because the enemy thought that she wasn't chosen. The enemy thought that because she wasn't producing at the time that they thought that she should have been producing, that she was a failure, that God's hand wasn't on her. But how many of you know that whenever God wants to do something great, he saves the best for last? Somebody hear me on tonight. You have not been forgotten. As I said before, you was going through the fire. You was been going through your long suffering for such a time as this. And anytime God wants to bring out greatness, amen, glory to God, it takes time. It takes time for greatness to be birthed out. It takes time for greatness to be born. And God can do anything, yeah. God can just snap his finger and let it happen. But in certain situations, God wants you to see, amen, how strong you are, how God wants you to see and wants you to know what he put inside of you to be able to, you know, sustain the long suffering, to sustain the things that you have to go through. And so, you know, Hannah, you got to go and read 1 Samuel, you know, got strategic one day. Amen. She got tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired. But what she didn't know that God had already chosen her. What she didn't know that God had already chosen her for such a great thing, for such a great task. Amen, glory to God. But she got strategic, and instead of complaining, and a lot of times we got this planning about how long it's taking. We got to stop complaining about and doubting and looking at what other people are doing. She changed her position, meaning that she changed the way she looked at the situation. Glory to God. She changed the way that her mindset. She changed her mindset, and she said, you know what? Forget about Peninnah. Forget about, you know, how many children she got. Forget about all of that. I'm going to do what I need to do for me. And so a lot of you, you got to stop looking at how God is blessing other people. Stop looking at what God is doing in other people's lives. Stop looking at all of that. And know and realize that you got to know and realize, you got to know and realize, and you got to know and realize what God has for you is for you. And that everybody, amen, everybody can't be you, amen, and you can't be them. That what God has for you is tailor-made for you. And so what God had for Hannah was tailor-made for Hannah, amen, glory to God. And so the Bible says she got strategic, and she did something different, glory to God. She said, forget about that, because at first she was praying, but she was praying how they wanted her to pray. She was doing what they wanted her to do. She was praying out loud. She was, you know, but she was looking at her enemies while she was praying, and she was had a little jealousy in her heart, amen, envious in her heart. She was envious, glory to God, but she changed her posture. And so in this season, God said, I need you to change your posture. Change your posture. Change your posture and pray for your enemies. Pray for those who, you know, use you and abuse you. Pray for them. Love them. I know it's hard to love somebody who is always on your back, or who is always trying to make you jealous, who is always trying to do things against you. It's hard, but you got to pray for them, because what God got for you and what God is coming out of you, what God is about to do in your life, amen, glory to God, is going to change nations. It's going to change atmospheres. It's going to change cities and states. Amen. It's going to break generational curses in your family. So you got to be, sorry, that, you know, sometimes it don't feel good to be chosen. Ask Joseph. Sometimes it just don't feel good to be chosen. Ask Mary. She was a teenager and got pregnant. You know, she was engaged to be married, but God chose her and they were about to kill her. Sometimes it just don't feel good to be chosen. It didn't feel good to Moses. It didn't feel good, my God, to the prophets. But, you know, they were chosen. Amen. Glory to God. And so Hannah, my friends, in all her barrenness, and all her heartache, and all of her disappointments, and all of her trying to figure out what's going on, she was chosen. So I come to tell somebody on tonight, your barrenness just means that you were chosen. Your barrenness just means that you were chosen. Glory to God. And so Hannah changed her posture. She did something different, and she prayed. And when she prayed this time, people thought she was crazy. Glory to God. Sometimes you got to do something so ridiculous to get what God wants you to get. You're going to look ridiculous. You're going to look crazy to some folk. They're going to really think you don't lost your mind now. They're really going to be saying, what is going on with this girl? What's going on with this boy? Amen. Even the priest thought she had lost her mind. And so she did get strategic. She did something different. She was just different. To be chosen just means that you're different. You're unique. You're special. You're chosen. Generation, you're a royal priesthood, you just peculiar, amen. And so you, some of you may be trying to figure out, I'm just not this man. That's because you're chosen. That's because you're special. That's because you're peculiar. That's because God got greatness inside of you and you're not going to fit in. So, my God, and so she did something different. She prayed, and the Bible says that the man of God, Eli, told her, you know, he did ask her, was she drunk, was she crazy, and she said no, but he did tell her, this time next year you will produce. I come to tell somebody, this is your next year. Tonight is your next year, not next year 2023, but tonight, August the 22nd, is your next year. Today, this is your season to produce. You're going to produce that thing. You're going to give birth to that thing. You're going to give birth. And if I was you, I would just simply just push. Glory to God. As I'm speaking, I declare and I decree by the power who shot out of the Holy Ghost. And I just say, push. Glory to God. Push and give birth to that baby. Give birth to that dream. Give birth to that vision. Give birth to that business. Give birth, my God, to those businesses, to that ministry. Give birth to it, glory to God, because, baby, you already passed. You're long overdue, glory to God. And so the Bible says that the next time, the next year, she gave birth to a prophet named Samuel, glory to God. And so, my God, and the reason why she couldn't produce it, because what God was putting inside of her was something great. She was kind of prophet, glory to God. She wasn't just kind any old baby. She just wasn't kind any old thing, but she was kind something great, something wonderful. And my friends, that her, what she kind and gave birth to established the first school of the prophets. My God, what she gave birth to crowned, my God, King David. What she gave birth to, glory to God, was one of the most powerful prophets in the world. And so I come to tell you, hey, glory, I come to tell you on tonight, and somebody hear me and hear me clearly. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, who shut tight, comes in the morning. I started off with the joy of the Lord is my strength. I come to tell you that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Glory to God, and that today is your morning, and your next year is tonight. As I speak prophetically to you, I declare by the power of the Holy Ghost, let it be on earth as it is in heaven, that your breakthrough is now. Glory to God, that your healing is now. Glory to God, that the business will grow now. Glory to God, that the kids will be saved now. Glory to God, that your riches will come now in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I declare and I decree right now in Jesus' name, you shall have what you ask. You shall have what you decree. You shall have what you say in Jesus' mighty name, because your barren days are over. You've been listened to, straight to the point. Dr. Bond, let's open up the lines.
Amen. Dr. Henderson, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. The power of God is here. Praise God. Amen. 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 Dr. Henderson, we're going to go to the hymn break Brother Hembrick, I know you excited, sir. I know you excited. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. Glory to God. How you doing, Dr.
Hey,
Henderson?
Hey, Elder. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, and what a terrific message tonight. What a powerful message tonight. And you know, God is truly good. No matter what you go through and how you go through it, God is going to take you through it. So we just have to hold on to God's unchanging hands, no matter what the circumstances might be or what the circumstances might seem. But what, you know, you just got to believe in God, and God will take you through it. Because, like you just said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Anything that come up against you shall be condemned. You know, and God said that, as he said to you, that there's no weapon. You know, that anything that the enemy is trying to throw at you, it just bounce off because you have that shield on you. You got that armor on you, and it's just bouncing off. It's not even attacking you, because everywhere that weapon will come, the shield will turn the way that weapon will go, and it will bounce right off that shield, and it's going to go someplace else. So God is always protecting us. All we have to do, praise God, is believe and trust in God and keep our faith in God and live up to his word and read his word, because God is an unknowing God. God is powerful. God is loving. And God is sure is kind. And I love the Lord. I tell everybody. And I'm not afraid to say it.
Amen.
I love God with all my heart and with all my soul. I know what God has done for me, and I know what God has planned for me. I don't try to plan anything. I let God do the planning. I just sit there and accept whatever he has for me. It's going to be for me. It's not going to be for anybody else. What he has for me is going to be for Samuel Hembrick. It's not going to be for anybody else, because all I have to do is sit back and take it easy and follow his word, pray, keep myself and fast, and keep myself directed in his path and follow his instructions, because it's so it's so important for us to follow God's instructions. See, God said, if you follow my instructions, I'm going to lead you. You know, God led David. He told David, he said, you ain't done walk through the valley, but he didn't tell David he's going to stay in the valley. He said, just go walk. He's going to be just walking through that valley, but he just got to go through some bumps on the road, because there's always bumps on the road that you got to go through. But if you stop and let that bump stop you, then bang, you off track. You know, you're just training. You won't pass you because you don't let that road block you. But God said walk through that. And when you get to that bump going to move over. Because here's Samuel coming. I'm going to move on over. But you know he trusted the Lord. Praise God. He trusted the Lord. He believed in God. So the nice word is a powerful word. It's not too good today. I don't know what's going on with God, but God be the glory and God be the honor. And I know that whatever it is, God is going to heal it. I believe that. I believe in healing for myself, my wife, and my family. I believe in that. I believe in God. God is setting things up for us right now. God. And God is leading. It's not your time. It's God's time. See, that's what we get it wrong. Don't we get it twisted at? Because we think that it's our time. We got to have it right now. See, we them kind of people got to be it right now. Why can't it be right now? Why I got to wait till tomorrow? Today is not your day. Tomorrow is a better day for you. You know, praise God. So you got to keep your faith in God. You got to you got to love God. You got to decree that God will do what he said he's going to do. And you got to believe what God is saying. Glory to God. I'm just really fired up tonight, because that word is powerful, the word tonight. Somebody heard that word tonight besides me, because that even if they got to come back in the next week to hear it. I hope that they hear it, because this word was so powerful. You know,
amen.
No weapon against you. The burning, you know, we're going to go to trial. We're going to go to tribulation. We can't get around that.
Yeah.
Jesus went through trials and tribulations. Yes. Jesus had to go through this. So we're going to go through it. But we just got to keep faith. Keep faith. Faith is the substance of faith. Hope is the substance of faith. We got to keep the faith in God. Praise him. We got to keep our faith in God. We got to believe that God is who he is.
Yeah.
God is not a liar. God would not lie to you. God would, if God tells you something, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. You just got to sit back and be patient. Verse say, wait on the Lord, for those who wait on the Lord shall be patient. I mean, you got to wait on God. You got to be patient. You got to wait on him. Wait on God, I said. He said, wait on me. Because you try to go out on another avenue, and you're supposed to be on 7th Avenue, and you go over to 8th Avenue, you're not on the right avenue. You don't went off course. You don't went off course. You know, so God be the glory, and I thank you for letting me share, and, you know, just continue pray for us and give us, you know, pray for us and, you know, and everything. So God is good. We're just so happy tonight, so joyful tonight, because God is truly doing, and I can feel him working. I can feel him moving. My God.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory.
Yes, glory. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Elder DeSharon.
You're welcome.
Amen,
Dr.
Bob. Amen, amen. Dr. Henderson, thank you so much for blessing our homes, our businesses, our surroundings, if you will, our neighborhoods, our city, our state, and our country, and around the world. Back to you, Dr. Henderson. This is straight.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. And so, amen. So I'm excited that you guys have you know, Dr. Bob had sent me a message, and he had to remind me that it was 5 Mondays in the month. So this, we're going to, instead of me coming on the 5th week, we're just going to replay this message for those who probably was going to come on that 5th week, thinking that I was coming the 5th week. But so I'm not going to be live on the 5th week. If this would be a replay. So those who I know that a lot of people, because I didn't do a flyer, probably thought I was going to come the very last Monday of this month, but I'm not. So this is going to be a replay. So you can share it out tonight, those who are on live listening, and then see if you can share it out. And share it out and just let everybody know that this was the live tonight, and that it'll be a replay for the last Monday of this month. And so I just want to encourage you guys, those who want to call back, those who are listening live that did not come in, those who are listening, those who have spoken, I just want to encourage you to keep on going, that we got 3 months left, I believe, September, October, November. In September, October, 4 months left, and before the end of the year, and that you still got time, you know, to, you know, God can do anything but fail. Keep the faith, and don't give up, that God is on your side, and that he loves you, and that I declare and decree, I believe it, by the power of God, that your barren days are over. Thank you for listening to Straight to the Point. Again, next Monday night is going to be a replay. You can dial 347-843-4559 to listen to the replay. We're about to go, but before we leave, we want to leave you with this. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you and have a good night.
Come on, let the sound of worship be released from you this night. Come on, raise it up. Y'all raising with it in emotion.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the land, this has been Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. This has been another broadcast with the Word of God going forth from the woman of God, Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. We're here every Monday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the network. We trust that you have a great rest of the evening and have a powerful and productive week. And remember that Jesus is Lord. God bless you. Take care now.